Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to episode 92 of the Awkward Tapes, the podcast where awkward friends have awkward conversations about awkward things. We have Presley back. He's back.
Back again.
Where did you go and why are you back?
I actually went on a little adventure. Mm-hmm. I went to the...
Dora, right?
Yeah, with Dora. We went and we found things.
Did you see Swiper?
That were right in front of us. We did have to say Swiper, no swiping.
Did you actually find the map?
We did find the map, indeed, with some help from people we couldn't even see.
Right.
I just looked off into the distance and said, do you see that?
And it really and, gave you a different outlook on life.
It did. Right. And then like a voice from above. Okay, this is stupid.
It's a great show.
Let's get back into it.
I grew up on that show.
I haven't done
and his name is Boots.
Yeah. So if I don't do the awkward pause right, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
We're definitely not doing this for the second time.
Definitely not doing it for the second time after there was an awkward pause of approximately 37 minutes.
Yeah.
It was too much of a pause.
It was bad.
Anyway. So, yeah.
This is on purpose. I have a word of the day ready.
I still want to hear it anyway, but...
Or it could be saved for a different podcast.
I know you guys might have heard this before, but not from me.
Okay.
It's still worth thinking about.
Okay.
Why is it...
All right.
...that the pizza box is a square if the pizza is a circle and the slice is a triangle?
Yeah. It is a very good point.
There's too many shapes.
Yeah.
We don't need to keep up.
But you have a geometry lesson in your dinner, I guess?
Yes. Why? And on top of that, the toppings, the pepperonis, they're circles, right?
I think that's circles within a circle.
And
Perkins.
And the pineapple is a rectangle.
Well, that's if you put pineapple on your pizza.
Because if you're a normal person with good taste, you like pineapple on your pizza.
Like
yes,
pineapple on pizza.
I do. No, well, hold on. I like it if there's ham involved.
Yes,
I don't just want pineapple.
That's Hawaiian pizza.
That's weird to me.
The perfect blend of sweet and salty.
Thank you, and savory.
Yeah. That's called Hawaiian.
And doughy. Mm-hmm. I wonder if Hawaiians actually have that.
Maybe that's something that we just like made up. Yeah.
Is Hawaii even a real place?
I don't know. I've never seen it.
So. See?
Here's the thing. No cap. Think of the United States in the shape of it. Have you been to all 50 states?
Almost.
No. Okay.
He has.
Okay. Well, have you mapped it out? Have you gone to the perimeter of every single state? They could be lying to you.
A lot of them.
No, he's lying.
They could be lying. Or maybe he's lying.
Do we have proof that he's been there?
We don't.
Lying about the line.
They could be lying about the shape of the world.
Yeah. I've never seen
the Earth is flat.
It's all a, what do you call it?
You're right.
Figment.
Kyrie Irving told me that the Earth is flat. So that's right. That's right.
It's all a simulation.
He said
birds aren't real.
No. So Zach, I guess you're going to give us a word of the day too.
Yeah, you want?
We're going to double y'all up today.
Oh yeah, you guys got the intro of a lifetime here.
Never before.
Give it. Now I'm just going to tell you for when you try to spell this, it does have a silent letter, and I will let you know.
It's an E. It's
Z. You know what? I'm not going to let you know where
it
is.
Don't tell me.
I'm not going to tell you. But the word of the day today is a plum. Aplomb is the ultimate test for cool, grace under pressure. Use aplomb to show great restraint, even under the most trying circumstances.
Aplomb?
Bro, that's a fruit.
Can I try it?
Yeah, I know. It sounds like you're just saying aplomb. Would you like aplomb?
Would you like aplomb?
Yes. Can I try to spell it before you show me up?
Aplomb. You know what? Just in case I'm saying this right, I'm going to do the little thingy where it says it for me.
Just in case I'm saying it right.
Yes.
Aplomb.
Aplomb.
A plum.
A plum.
A plum.
See, I thought you were saying A as in singular plum, but it's all one word.
Does it start with an A?
I think it does, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
You just saw it on your screen.
Trying to be mysterious. Yeah, it starts with an A.
A-P-L-U-M-E?
No.
A plum.
A plum.
A plum.
No, it's actually A-P-L-O-M-B.
I was going to say the silent B. That was definitely
a silent. Yeah.
That was the only thing I knew.
Which is so stupid.
There's no such thing as a silent B.
Is that originally an English word, I wonder?
I don't know.
Well, we don't have to
country.
No, guys. No, guys. This has to be at least a 25-minute intro. We signed the contract.
Yeah. No, I didn't say here, but that's probably a good guess. Probably Latin.
What was the definition again?
I think it's act gracefully under pressure. Gracefully.
So like, you want Batman. To be a plum.
Use a plum to show great restraint.
Batman is a plum.
He's a plum. Mm.
An example in the sentence is, in retail, it's always a good idea to handle the angry customers with a plum.
I do that about 40% of the time.
With a plum.
Yeah, I go to the section.
You have like a stress ball. It's just a plum. You're getting juice everywhere.
Do you guys like plums? I've had them a couple times.
No, I don't.
They're okay.
I don't
like can't remember the last time I've had a plum, so I will not I will not disgrace plum's name.
How do you feel about peaches?
I like peaches.
They're great.
Yeah. I think the best fruit I ever had was a peach.
Well, we know how Zach feels about him in Fields with Morgan Freeman.
Yes, so. Obviously. Shout out to the last episode.
Well, however many episodes ago.
All
right. I'm glad you guys are back. All five of us are on the podcast for the first time in
a month.
There's like eight episodes. Yeah. So fasten your seat belts and prepare yourself for a session of awkwardness. Presley, it's been a couple weeks since we've, seen you and whatnot. What's happened since then? Anything special? Anything exciting?
Let's see. Well, as I mentioned, my trip with Dora, that was pretty fun.
Yeah, that sounds fun.
That was a good time.
Got an appendectomy, so.
I don't know what that means.
I'm just kidding. It's when you get your appendix taken out.
Yeah, I actually removed it myself.
Right.
Reached down my throat.
Wait,
I was just making a joke.
You got your appendix out via putting your arm down your throat.
You might want to go the other way. Be a little closer.
Wait, no. Yeah, I don't think it's connected to our, like,
digestive system.
Digestive system.
Yeah. I like how that's the part that brings you too far out of reality.
Yeah.
Like, he can totally fit his whole arm down his throat. Just, oh no, you can't reach it from there.
Ace Ventura, he did it. And Ace Ventura, When Nature Calls.
I always remember that rhino scene. That was
the rhino. Oh my gosh. That. That was awesome.
It's
funny because the older that movie gets, the worse it looks because it's just like a plastic rhino.
Yeah, like the family that comes up on it, I'm like, how do they think that it's a rhino giving birth? It's so clearly a robotic rhino with Jim Carrey punching his way out. And it starts with this little hole and he's like, I saw this movie like literally a month ago, so I can vividly see it.
That happened to you, right?
Yes. That's actually how
that's
was
where
born.
We come from.
Yes.
That's where he was going.
Yes,
man, that's a great movie.
So I also went to a wedding. That was cool. That's why I wasn't here.
Russell got married.
I did.
Yes,
I went to a wedding.
No, you didn't.
Got married.
To Dora.
To Dora.
Yeah. Whoa.
Well, I would like to say she has grown up now.
Yeah.
Okay, it's not a. Not the kid, Dora.
Is that show even on anymore?
I don't know.
There was a movie recently. So.
I heard different. It was terrible.
I heard that sucked.
Yeah.
Probably,
the live action.
I mean,
yeah.
Also, who was actually going to see the live action Dora?
I wanted to see Boots since his voice changed to like six.
That is true. That is true.
Below what it was.
My name is Boots.
See, he might as well be smoking a cigarette while he was talking.
Yeah. He rizzes up all like the other monkeys.
Okay, can you explain that to me?
What, Riz?
Riz.
Okay.
Came out of nowhere.
Yeah, it did.
Rizzler.
All right, how do I?
Not for me,
like
but
if
for...
If you have game with females, do you know what that means?
I don't have it, but yeah.
Like you give a nice pickup line. You get their number. You just rizz them up.
Can I have your number?
Now, why Riz? I don't know. That's just, you can make up any word and it'll, you can make it cool.
You know.
Sounds weird.
The other word I don't understand that all of a sudden is being used all the time is based. At first, when I saw that being used, I was like, oh, so they misspelled bias.
Like
but then I realized that, no, I'm like, wait, no.
See, that's
base,
what you do when
actually
you have a steak
drives me crazy.
On the frying pan and you're like dumping the
is
butter.
Is that what you're talking about?
I don't know. No, it's B-A-S-E-D.
Yeah,
like, saying that person is based. I have no clue what it means.
No, it's really simple. All they're trying to say is that it's good. That's it. So like,
it's just good?
Say something cool or good. Like, okay. Like you were just saying,
hey.
I went to the New York City... what am I trying to think of? Empire
Jumbotron.
State Building.
I went to the Empire State Building.
Yeah, that's based, man.
I've never heard that.
It's stupid. I hate it. I don't like it at all.
It's come up a lot, I feel like, recently. And I'm like, I don't understand what this means.
Wow. Bro,
basing a turkey.
I don't know where it came from.
I just learned what cold meant a couple years ago.
I can't wait till we're all 90 on this podcast talking about all these young people terms.
Mm-hmm. It's gonna be fun.
When we're old.
Man, I don't get half the lingo now.
I know. It's going to be great.
That's when I'm starting to feel aged a little bit.
Yeah.
You know?
More disconnected.
A little based.
I mean, I'll be like talking to someone and they're like,
I'm
going to
use them incorrectly.
I'll like talk about some like sports game or something. They're like, no, that's dope. And I'm like, no, that's a sports game. That's not me.
Don't bring that into
that's
this.
Not drugs.
You're like, this is dope.
He has it in his pocket. He's like, no, this is dope.
I never understood dope. Like, that's been around for a while.
That has been around for a long time.
It's like, dude, that's heroin. That's so, that's so heroin.
That is so crack cocaine.
So,
that's such a fentanyl move.
Here's one I'm going to start using. That's this acid. Is actually a volleyball term. Yeah. That's, dude, that's so nectar.
What?
Nectar? Wait, like fruit nectar?
Nectar.
Nectar.
Like sweet?
It means,
like,
I think it means it's a perfect. Good thing. I'm gonna gurgle it. Hold on.
Gurgle it?
No, you already gurgle enough on this podcast, honestly.
I've always wondered what it's going to be like in 20 years listening back to old music, like how our, like the next generation is going to make fun of our music.
You know what I also find funny is and I've seen memes about it, but I'd really like, again, when we're 90 on the podcast, if we did a lesson like how people dissect art, like, oh, I wonder what he meant by this. I would like for us to, like, Zach goes over a Logic song just to be like, what did he mean when he said, like, you get the gat, you get slapped? Like, what exactly did he mean by this?
So basically what he's saying is that I can comment on that. Okay. So basically what he's meaning when he says get the gat or get slapped is in the community he was in, you know, it was very hard in struggling times, so he had to protect himself with a weapon of his choosing, and that, in this case scenario, was indeed a gat.
Yeah.
I love how you called it the community, as if we didn't know what you were talking about.
Well, you know.
No, it's funny, like, if you think about it, like, let's say our parents grew up with, like, classic rock and rock and roll and stuff.
Good music.
But, I still love that music, but now, like, absolutely, they hate the modern day music, a lot of it. Mm-hmm. Well, then you have like older people, like grandparents who like, you know, Frank Sinatra maybe, and like Elvis in that age. And they hate, a lot of them hate rock and roll.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's just like they hate whatever comes after like their prime.
It's the same reason.
So I wonder if we're going to hate music in like 20, 30
years. I'm already starting to hate today's music.
I already hate it.
It's the same reason we hate mumble rap. I mean, there's a whole generation that loves it and we don't like it at all. So same concept.
Could
I would agree.
Could you imagine like back in the day, there's like 80 year old people like, I can't stand that Beethoven. He can just turn that off.
Turns on.
Turn it off.
But you know, one thing, it's like, since like 80s, I'll just use that in classic rock for an example. Like, we're all young folkin, kind of, but we still like the older music. So we kind of like some modern, some
that's
old.
Because it's better.
Yeah. I know. Yeah. We just acknowledge that, hey, it's good. Even though it's not within our time frame.
I take that back. There's some of that 80s music I absolutely hate, but I do like it. Same thing with today's music. Mm-hmm. There's a lot I really like, but there's a lot I really don't like mumble rap.
I also like how people talk about the messaging. Like, oh, the messaging in today's music, it's so disgusting and gross. Which, I mean, granted it is, but all it's gotten is just, like, I give you that it has definitely gotten more graphic.
Yeah.
But all it's gotten is more graphic. The core message is still the same.
Yeah.
Like, for example, oh, look at, I mean, one of my favorite bands of all time, like, oh, Queen. One of their biggest hits is literally called Fat Bottom Girls.
Yeah, it is.
And it's not like an innuendo or like for anything else. Like, no, you can guess what the song is about.
They make the world go round.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, they're making some go round. But, like, it's just, like,
with something round. Yeah.
So
anyway,
so going from Fat Bottom Girls into a more societal perspective, I've noticed, you know,
societal.
In case you're wondering, if you're not watching the video version, I just wiggled my fingers in a very
societal
way. But oh my gosh, you do that face too well, by the way. Evan does this face that's like purple.
Karen.
Oh yeah, Schmev. Yeah. Right. Well, it's also Evan. But anyways. I've noticed that depending on how materialistic a person is, really depends on what music they like, because it's all about what's popular.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you notice, like, younger kids who are generally a little bit more into materialistic things will generally like popular music only. So,
do you think like we're gonna get to a point where, like certain instruments that are used a ton now just like aren't used at all anymore?
Yeah.
Like what instruments do you see that?
I think it's gonna also reverse where a bunch that weren't being used previously are gonna come back.
The bassoon is gonna come back.
The bagpipes, they were never in style, but they're coming back.
Bagpipes can do some from Baghdad. Sexy things.
I was you don't hear much about the harp nowadays.
You really don't.
Yeah, you don't.
Maybe you're making a prediction.
I think electronic drum sets, once they get a little more advanced, will probably get more popular because they're way easier to haul around. And if they get sounding well enough, it'll probably be more popular.
Imagine not having to pay a drummer, a musician, a couple hundred bucks to play something simple when you could just go...
Actually, really interesting.
Good point.
With artificial intelligence.
Good point. But that's I was actually talking about like the physical kits.
Okay.
Like the drum kit, the electronic ones. They're getting better every year.
And the thing with that, I've seen a lot to where they have like a real drum set, like the acoustic drum set, but then they'll have like a bunch of electronic drum kits because they can program it. So it's like, oh, for this one song, I want a very unique sound, like a maybe a unique snare sound. That's like iconic for this song. And I cannot get this real snare to sound like that. So I'm going to like hit it on the side here. And then, you know, so it's like a hybrid between electronic and acoustic. And that that's like the best of both worlds. Anyway.
Totally, man.
Do you think like normal everyday people realize how much work goes into like a musician's day?
No.
I've always thought about
that.
Not.
No. All they see is the finished product for the most part.
And then it's like once you get the finished project, it's just like, bam, I'm going to judge it now. And it just sucks in a way.
I think that's the case with a lot of like entertainment.
Entertainment and art of any sort.
People don't realize how much work. Yeah.
Dude, like, movies and TV shows.
Oh my gosh.
I've been thinking about recently just some of like the camera work, like behind the scenes of what's going on with some of these scenes. Like, you know, this happens like all the time in TV shows to where like this angle shows this and then the next angle will be a camera right here showing the side of your face. Mm-hmm. But and they're switching back and forth.
Yeah.
The camera
isn't
here.
No.
but that's how they're getting, it's just, I don't
know.
Could
you imagine if like they're filming this angle and there's just this like camera guy in the background?
Yeah.
That'd be kind of great.
It's just, it has to be perfect, even behind the scenes. And then the actors, they got to get their lines right.
And I bet you with a lot of like, especially big time actors, they're like perfectionist. Mm-hmm. And they want to see like certain things like absolutely perfect. So they have to redo a bunch of stuff too.
Mm-hmm.
So, I can't even imagine how long, like, their days are, like, making movies and shows and stuff.
Yeah, have you even seen, like, just behind the scenes of some of the crazy camera work and like, I know Marvel is, you know, whatever recently, but, like, even some of their crazy setups, it's just they're out in this huge blue dome.
They use,
like, blue screen instead of green screen or whatever. I don't know the difference, but, and then they have these huge cameras and all these cables and they're... It's just the amount of money that has to go into that. It's crazy. Oh,
yeah. And it's funny, too, because there are so many people apparently out there that will fund movies like with their own money, like millions and millions of dollars. And they'll like start this pool and then they'll earn all of it back and some. It's like, man, I didn't realize how much money actually went into the movie industry.
That's how investing works.
Yeah.
Well, but if it flops.
But if it flops, it's gone. It's done.
It's gone.
Like, even some of the Marvel movies, for example, they've been putting out some bad ones recently.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Not going to lie. But even the bad ones still take the same amount of effort as far as like the camera work,
production,
the production, music, acting. They're still giving it 100%. Unfortunately, a lot of it comes back to the script just sucks.
Yeah, the storyline or something like that.
That doesn't mean there was a ton of effort still put in. So if you think about it, like let's take a good movie that came out recently, The Batman. Mm-hmm. How many times have you seen that, Schmidt?
About five
times. Same.
Oh, you've seen it five times now?
Yeah, probably.
So that's what, 15 hours of your life?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, so just good. Watching it. I don't know.
I got a good point to bring up, too. I just thought about this. So another thing that's really crazy is my hair out of line.
Got you.
Thanks. Is sometimes, a lot of the times, the actors don't always make the movie. Like, you can have a huge, like, A-list actors, like five or six of them in the same movie.
DC.
And it almost seems like if you have a bunch of actors, somehow the movie just flops.
Too many chefs in the kitchen.
Yep. Oh, like the Expendables? Yeah. Is that what?
Yeah. Well, the one I was going to bring up recently.
That's a great example.
Recently came out. Have y'all seen Amsterdam? Have y'all seen that?
It's got
so many great actors in it.
It's like Christian Bale, Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah,
thing.
Margot Robbie.
Yep.
Okay.
It's just got like just a ton of great actors in it. I watched it. I'm going to be honest with you. I could take it or leave it. And it didn't get a lot of good reviews. I just didn't like the story of it. I was so confused.
It's kind of like the Los Angeles Lakers.
Yeah.
They have many superstars that it just doesn't work.
Well, also,
granted, their superstars are also 45 years old now.
Yeah.
But
It's very old team.
Yeah, there's like 45-year-olds and Anthony Davis.
And their bench doesn't really have much momentum to keep with the rest of it.
True. But yeah, you have like Marvel that like some people that are in those movies, like that starts their career. Mm-hmm. And like look at Tom Holland.
Yeah.
Spider-Man, now he's huge in all of these movies and stuff. Then you have DC that has, you know, what's the bet? What?
Ben Affleck.
Ben Affleck, the guy who played Superman.
Henry Cavill.
Margot Robbie as
The Rock.
It's just garbage. I can't.
It's not written well.
They're not written well. It's not thought out at all. It's like when DC said, you know what? We're going to be exactly like Marvel. We're going to have a big cinematic movie with everyone in it. We're even going to get the same director for Justice League. They had the same one as the same
first. Zack Snyder?
Yeah. No. The Josh Whedon.
Oh, yeah.
Zack Snyder was the original one. Then they brought in Josh because he did the first Avengers movie.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not the same.
Well, also, you know what's funny about DC? Only DC movies I ever like are the independent ones, and they just so all happen to be Batman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Joker.
Yeah. Or Batman related.
Yeah. Batman universe sort of stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which I think they were talking about bringing that Batman into like their new universe.
Don't do it.
Well,
they're going to ruin it.
They may ruin it, but at least they're starting fresh because I think they just lost their Superman, too.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, what's his name? Henry Cavill.
Which that's their own fault. They got rid of him.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'll be honest, I know nothing about Superman, but it seemed like, from what I know, that he was a good fit and that he didn't even do anything wrong. They just decided, oh, nope, you're not the man for the job
anymore.
Which
goes back to my point of poor planning and not being thought out. They actually... little bit of a spoiler. It's not like you're gonna watch it. The movie that just came out with The Rock in it, Black Adam.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
It actually I think did pretty good.
Oh. Okay.
I think. But they put Henry Cavill as a cameo in the end credit scene. Like they're bringing him back because he hasn't been in anything recently. And then a couple months later, they let him go.
That's so dumb.
Poor planning. That is so confusing. All the end credit scenes of all these DC movies, I don't know if you know anything about them. They'll have like, there was this one with Henry Cavill where I think there was something going on with his contract, but they had Superman and some of the other Justice Leaguers show up at the end of Suicide Squad or something, but they never actually showed his face. They just had him kind of like flying and it was at night and his face was blacked out. So, because they had the rights to Superman, but not him.
Makes sense.
They had like Aquaman and
so DC, just step up your freaking game.
Just
give us something good.
No,
they tried to go too big.
I have an
what
idea.
Too quick.
Change of management.
Oh, yes. Yeah,
yes.
That'd be fair.
Which I mean, they're not gonna do, but it would be nice.
Yeah. Let me tell you a thing that happened in the grocery store this week.
Okay.
That you work at?
Yes, that I work at right now.
Cool.
So me and a coworker just like got on the topic of like talking about like famous people we've seen or met or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And so coworker just like asked this customer, she's like, have you ever met anybody famous? We're just talking about it. I'm just curious. And this lady was like, no, not really. And she's like, oh, okay. Well, she's like, well, no, I did. I guess. Yeah. I used to hang out with Michael Jordan.
Whoa.
We're like.
Hang out.
She's like, oh yeah. Me and my girlfriends and him and his friends used to all just hang out. And I think I still have his phone number.
One of the top five biggest athletes in the world.
We're like, do you not realize what you're saying? You're just saying it so like nonchalant. Like, you know, just hung, I used to hang out with him, and She used to just hang out with him. Like, they were just, she said they were, like, they were just friends, whatever.
Yeah, she's like, but, yeah, me and, oh, whoops. Me and Obama, you know, used to be really cool at one point.
I was first lady.
Yeah.
But no, she
like,
was,
I'm a multi-billionaire, but, you know, I don't really.
So Michael Jordan went to North Carolina, and she went to East Carolina, I think she said. She, like, some of her best friends went to North Carolina. So she, like, got to meet him and, like, hung out with him all the time and like still sees him every few years and whatever. But I thought that was just crazy that she's like thinking, have I met anybody? Well, just to hang out with one of the most famous people of all time.
I guess that's just because she probably knew him before he was famous.
She knew him while he was playing for in college,
So like college is pretty much the prerequisite for if you're really good, like, okay, you're pretty much a star now, but are you going to be a superstar?
Yeah.
And no one ever really knows, so
yeah,
they're a little more accessible.
Yeah. I thought that was insane that she just didn't... Like, how do you... If I knew someone like that, that'd be first thing. I'm like,
oh, yeah.
Have you ever met anybody famous?
Michael Jordan.
I know Michael Jordan. Yeah, I mean, I guess I know this guy. He played basketball. Yeah, he was all right.
he was all right.
Meanwhile, I'm like, well, when we were in a taco shop, we saw Luke Bryan that one time.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, like, that was cool. That's my one experience.
That was funny because we sat there and, like, I didn't even think to look. So, one's listening. It was Evan's birthday, right?
No. It was my birthday.
It was Layton's birthday.
Yeah,
your birthday.
Yeah.
We can celebrate me another day.
We went to this taco shop. We're sitting there.
Oh, so
and
good.
And right as we sat down, I heard this voice that just sounded so, like, just distinct and familiar.
It's sexy.
You know, he was talking like, kind of like.
I just love how we went from a little bit.
We went from, he sounds sexy, to all of a sudden,
No, you nailed that.
Country Kermit the Frog.
Wait, I didn't say he sounded sexy.
No, Presley did.
Presley did.
Okay.
Listen.
Oh, well. But yeah, turn around. There's Kermit the Frog just having a day. No, but we're sitting there. I'm like, who is that? Like, it sounds so familiar.
Yeah.
Luke, I just peek around. I think it was Evan.
I saw his eyes get really wide.
Yeah, I was go just so wide.
No, that was the thing is all of us because I was sitting across from Shmev because Luke Bryan was directly behind me.
And then I think I was next to you.
I think you were, but all of a sudden I just saw Shmev and his eyes got so wide and like he started to your skin didn't change that much, but there was like just a hint of pale, and all of a sudden I'm just like, Shmev, are you okay? Like, what's going on? And you're like, Luke Bryan's behind you. And I'm like, what? You're like, turn around. I'm just like, I don't know what you're not. Oh. Yeah. It's like, oh, he's right there.
I couldn't help myself. I just stood up, started singing Country Girl, Shake It For Me, Girl. He started doing it too. The whole restaurant started getting up, got on the table.
It was like a musical. Dancing.
It was like a musical.
You know how we rat on. Right. On musicals for just getting up and dancing.
That was the best.
We actually did it. It was so realistic.
He took his shirt off, started swinging.
He got free tacos for everyone that night.
Yep.
Yeah.
I was so mad I wasn't there, but that did sound like a lot of fun.
I mean, it was good tacos too.
Oh, so good. I will say I have met or had the experience of being around quite a few famous people, but I've also had the issue of having to sign NDAs because of the place that I intern at, can't really talk too much about it.
Well, who have you met there?
Right, yeah.
Him and Michael Jordan are pretty close.
So Kermit the Frog and I actually go way back. Mm-hmm. Him and Miss Piggy, so we're pretty tight.
Man, I bet.
I thought they got a divorce.
I don't know.
If they did, I bet Kermit... I bet he's got some riz.
Yeah,
I bet he does. I bet Kermit gets all the frogs. Or pigs.
Dude, Kermit is so based. So based.
So nectar.
Let's not.
Nectar.
You know who the king of riz is right now, right?
Who? Maybe. Oh, wait.
Yep.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Nope. Will Cullen.
Pete Davidson.
Oh. Yeah, you're right.
On TikTok, that dude's going crazy right now.
Yeah, you should come on the podcast, man.
Dude, we would love to have you. The Rizzler himself, you kidding?
The Rizzler?
Yes. There's so many jokes that people are making, like the Rizzard of Oz.
Yeah. The Rizzard of Oz. I like that.
I'll see people saying, like, he plays for the Washington Rizzards.
Yeah. No, there was one I had. Yeah, there's just so many. They're all good,
too. Illuminati, the Rizzard people.
His favorite candy is Rizzlers.
Yeah.
Like Twizzlers.
It's pretty good.
What are we talking about?
Memphis Rizzies.
Kermit the Frog having
right.
Riz.
Right.
Riz.
Yeah.
That, no, we, y'all remember Johnny Bravo?
Yeah.
Oh, you dude.
About, oh. I never watched it, but I...
Hey there, pretty mama.
It's like Elvis with
Myers. Elvis?
Pretty mama. He did talk like Elvis.
He's a blonde Elvis.
Yeah. Johnny Bravo's got Riz.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, look him up. Noah, can you look that up for us?
Oh. I wish Noah was here.
Man, we miss you,
Noah. I give him a hug.
Give him a hug.
What is Presley? Hold on. I got to see what Presley's typing.
Yeah, that's okay. That's
old? Fair. Did Kermit, oh. Yeah, read it.
Yeah, let's see. I gurgled, did Kermit get a divorce?
Oh, God.
In 1993, interview with Larry King, Kermit claimed they have never and will never get married.
So they were never married?
The marital status of the Muppets.
Did y'all watch that show?
No.
Kermit lied. They did end up getting married.
Oh.
According to radiotimes.com. However, it wasn't meant to be. Before marrying, Kermit and Piggy announced they had split on the Today Show in 1990.
Could you imagine like Larry King's ready to do this interview with Kermit? He's like, oh, I can't wait to see like you know the voice actor for him. Just
no,
little,
it's actual
this
Kermit.
Little frog puppet just walks in. Hey, Larry, how you doing?
That'd be great.
Oh my god,
we need to get Kermit on.
Oh my
god,
that'd be great. That'd be awesome.
I mean, we already had Elf, Buddy the Elf, on.
Uh-huh. Was yeah.
So, you know, he was on for actually.
He
like,
wasn't
a
big talker though.
He was a bit shy, but you know, one thing I appreciated is that he had a big smile and a great attitude every single
He was
podcast.
Merry.
Did you know that they have a musical of Elf that they show in Nashville during Christmas?
What?
No, yes,
we're making the trip to Nashville, and we're doing that.
I would go see that. I would absolutely.
I don't like
see that.
Musicals.
I don't.
I will make
either,
an exception for Elf.
But
though.
Elf, I mean, that'd be pretty cool. Or maybe it's a play. I can't remember. It's either a play or a musical.
Probably a play. I would imagine a play.
I like plays a little bit more.
I like to play.
I like to play.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'll do it.
That'll do it.
That'll do it. End of podcast. Thank you for tuning in.
Away.
For the next episode, you can hear how I sprained my ankle yet again.
I don't think they care, Zach.
Yeah, they probably don't.
Neither did your ankle, though.
Yeah.
That's why it broke.
All right.
Snap. Just
thanks,
like
thanks, guys, for coming back for episode 92. Join us next time where we're going to be playing a game. Just come back and check out which game that is.
What are we playing?
You'll see. We appreciate you guys.
No, but what are we playing?
You'll see. We appreciate you.
Like
thank
your
you very much.
What are we playing?
You'll see.
Okay.
Anybody else care to ask?
Shmev, what are we eating for lunch?
Ooh. You'll see.
We'll see. Okay. All right.
Thank you for joining us for a session of Awkwardness.
Hey, Sean, what are we going to
do? You'll see.